You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh, what did you just say? Kinder, also known as Kinder. And I am joined today, as always, by Matthew. This map is just so beautiful, man. Crowl, also known as Exomat.
I love how what I wrote for you to say actually became what you genuinely said unconsciously. Beautiful. All right.
As always, we'd like to welcome any first time listeners. If you would like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and the fellow Apex players, my boys. As always, our engine music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's R-I-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We'd like to thank our partner, Chicken Coop Esports. CCE is an esports and tournament hosting organization focused on bringing players opportunities that want to take their first step into the competitive scene of Apex Legends. We are recording at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, October the 25th. And we got a few topics for you guys today.
So I'll break it down. So we got the Final Circle Tournament. And just got a little plug for that. And then we're talking about Broken Moon. That's right. The new map is officially named. And we know lots, but not everything about it. And then we're going to kind of talk about, get the new Twitch Prime skin. And then the official legend page for the new legend is up. We're not really going to go over too much. We're just going to kind of sketch over a few things because they already we have the names of all the abilities, but we don't know exactly what they are. We just kind of know based on the gameplay trailer. And then we got the question of the week.
Hey.
All right.
So first things first, let's tell us about this tournament, my boy.
All right. So if you haven't heard, the Final Circle Apex Legends tournament is going to be next weekend. That's right. This next Saturday, November the 5th. So it's going to be November 5th, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. So you're going to need first thing, team name. You're going to need three players. You can have one sub if you'd like. I'm going to need their gamer tags, their console or platform, and their level. And we're going to need a link for one of you to be streaming from. One of each team, one player on each team is going to be streaming for the whole tournament. And we actually have some production staff that are helping us and going through watching all the streams, and they're pulling up action as it comes. They're doing the best job they can. Obviously, we can't be showing all of the streams constantly, so we're just gonna have they find something cool going on, boom, that stream comes in. All right, so it's gonna be great. And again, Hot Drop is the last tournament. Final Circle Apex Legends Trios Tournament. So that's Trios and Pubs, November the 5th, 2022. So you're gonna have each team being streamed. We're going to throw up a stream of one team. And as the action kind of winds down for them, we're going to switch to the next one. And it's going to be a play. It's not necessarily going to be a whole game. And we're going to have all of the teams kind of make it through and get watched some. And we're going to be casting. It's going to be myself, Exomat, and Atom Bomb is going to be crazy. The hype is going to be real. And we're just going to be just pumping up. So you can DM myself, EXOMATT, on Discord, or AtomBomb151. You can also hit us, or you can hit me at least, on some of the other ways to get at me. 3XOMATT on Instagram if you're trying to submit your team for the tournament. It is a placement tournament, so first place gets 12 points, and then it dwindles down from there. 16th to 20th place gets 0 points because it's Battle Royale. 1 point per kill for the team. All right. So again, Pubs, Trios. It's going to be a freaking blast. We are going to have a minimum account level of 50. If there's weird extenuating circumstances, you can certainly ask us. And there's going to be two maps, and it's just going to be so much fun. It's always a blast to watch, to be a part of, and of course to play in. So come one, come all.
Hey, way ahead of you, my boy.
Hey, I really wanted to let loose the ooh, wah, ah, you know, at the end of that for no reason, but like, I don't know. So you got that. You're welcome. Yeah. All right. So yes, that's going to be sick. Is our fourth tournament of the year, the Final Circle tournament. So yeah, it's going to be icky sicky.
Icky sicky like my sticky out here. Speaking of sticky, let's check out this Broken Moon thing we got going on. So from the release, they say, venture on and learn more about our brand new map launching with Eclipse on November 1st.
That's right. This tournament, hopefully we lined up the times right. We might actually get the new map. We probably will. They usually have the new map for like 2 weeks after it drops. So we're probably going to be playing the new map for this. So that's going to be sick.
That's going to be dope.
Yeah.
And in their announcement thing, they say, hello, I'm Randolph Stayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Principal level designer on Broken Moon, the fifth map for Apex Legends TM. Should I read the rest of it like that?
Oh, God, please don't. I mean, it'd be kind of funny, but I don't think people need that.
Oh, you're good. So they go on to say, Broken Moon is a terraforming project commissioned by the Clio Recovery Council. I thought this was a chow. as a result of the catastrophic meteor impact that occurred in 2708. With the help of the Boreas Science Division, blah, 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 lore, whatever. You can look at that stuff up yourself. Yeah. Let's get into the fun stuff. Zip Rails, a.k.a. the SkyTrain, a.k.a. Train 2.0.
So,
is that your title? Or is that what
they were? I plead the fifth. No, yeah, so Zip Rails is the official name, but like, let's be real. Choo-choo on the motherfucking SkyTrain. All right, this is going to be so sick.
Right.
You don't even need to be a Pathfinder to be flying through the air like Spider-Man. They go pretty fast. It's pretty sick. Good luck hitting a shot on anybody, unless they're literally in one of the straight parts of the rail. Right in front of you. Like, you're probably not. Now, there's going to be trick shots out the ass for sure on you know, TikTok and Instagram and all that, probably. But
right.
Aside from the trick shotters, you know, that's probably it. That's so sick.
It sounds cool. And they say it's a fast, predictable way to get one location to another and effectively outrun the ring. These rails are set up along predetermined paths to quickly move from one POI to the next. Players can get through some particularly challenging rotations, even move within points of some of the larger landmarks. While ranged rails, you have all the same functions available to you as a zip line, but with an increased speed and momentum. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be sick. And they're pretty high up, so it's going to be not super easy for people to shoot you up while you're going through them, you know? Which is appreciated. Right.
And I think it's a pretty decent way to kind of keep Valkyrie balanced on that map, too, because it won't be quite as valuable to use her redeploy.
Yeah, well, because remember at King's Canyon, like, people were just not happy in the OG days, back in the early days. In places like Artillery, Pathfinder was not even King, God. Pathfinder was pretty much God, you know? Like, you'd just be up on top of the wall and you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Fight me, you coward.
Yeah, I know, right? He's like, no, I have the power of high ground on my side.
Oh, the power of God and anime on my side.
Exactly.
Points of interest. The moon is packed with large POIs that offer comfortable landing spots for multiple squads, allowing time to loot before the first shots are fired. Okay, cool. Nice. I like that. I like that. That thought process.
They and a lot of these POIs, you kind of have, you can go check the official news release for this on Apex's site to kind of see what we're exploring here. But some of these POIs are real big.
Yeah, these are really like content dense too. This place is loaded to the gills.
Yeah, you're not going to have that Casey bullshit where like, you know, you drop with a few squads in a POI. Not even like half the lobby, just like frag, but like a few squads. And there's just like one team gets the good loot and the rest of you die. You know, it looks like there shouldn't be that.
Right. I think it's a good like thought process. Yeah. They say zip rails also offer an effective means of closing the gap quickly or escaping risky situations.
I mean, you remember the great, incredible escapes of the train days, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Some dude. Bullshit escapes. You got
some sticky spots with that
thing. Oh, man. And you could do some crazy stuff. Like, you could take the zip line, and then the train would kill the zip line behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed the train, dude. It was so cool.
So cool, dude. And, like, the amount of times we escaped the ring when we should have died.
Yeah. Let's see, another POI, the Terraformer.
Yeah, this looks huge.
Constructed to prevent the moon from dying, the Terraformer is a massive symmetrical structure that resides off-center of the map. It's a King of the Hill drop location with loot throughout, which supports up to four teams with comfortable landing spots. The central position of power can be used to effectively defend from within the walls. There are ways to infiltrate and overthrow the team in power. Nice, I like it.
Yeah, and that's like there's like three main wings of that with a central high point, and then two little mini sets of buildings also surrounding us. There really is a lot of room. Like you're gonna have to drop and then run for like 30 seconds to get to another team.
Yeah, if you ever get this thing alone, you're gonna be looted. The
full full perps, dude, full perps, guaranteed.
See, Stasis Net Array, another POI. Completely asymmetrical space with a central honeypot of loot.
Oh, my.
Stasis Net Array area provides plenty of ways to escape and flank the main structure or retreat and move the fight. The particle beam emitting from its location is what keeps floating moon debris from crashing down into Boreas as well as the moon itself. A little lore there.
Yeah.
It looks like a pretty okay area.
It's it looks like a Dollar Tree crypto town takeover.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I mean, it's different, though. It's different enough. You know, like, the buildings are a little different. There's one of those, like, weird cargo drones or whatever parked outside, and then, like...
Yeah. And there's, like, there's a decent amount of cover, it looks like. You know, there's a couple of interiors and a nice little, like, perimeter wall with some breaks in them.
Dude, and I love me those perimeter walls, the box, the base, so you can kind of, like, peek your head, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Oh. We got Atmo Station and Backup Atmo. Sorry about the coughing there. Over time, the Atmos stations have created breathable atmosphere on Cleo. Research buildings to the left and right offer tight landing spots for players to loot up and assault the main tower structure. Pass through the narrow bridge or take the zip rails to the top. Nearby water silos can be a safer location and should there be too much heat elsewhere. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cool. These like bunch of the long... whatever they call these things now. What
pods, are they called? The zip rails. I don't know. They look like old school, like, you know, like 60s or 80s, like Martian spaceships, right?
Right.
Or big weens. I mean, depending on how you look at it.
Look at that, man. That's a big, bad dragon toy.
I know. Jesus. That's the baddest dragon.
Yeah.
Boy, the big, tell bad you what. Dragon. Anyway, kids, ask your parents. You're welcome.
Also this next image of it where it's got the pink mist inside that makes it look like a glowing one. It's even worse. Jesus.
Yeah, that's the water dragon.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
And these, you can see these rails going out everywhere. Sky rails. It's so sick. And then these silos are cool too, because they're you know, they remind me of like oil silos. Because they've got like the big silo, and then there's like a moat, and this thing is filled with water, which is weird. But you know, there's a moat with like a wall around it, so you have really good cover, and then you can climb up onto the silo for height. They're short and stout, you know, girthy. There's the other one, which I'm assuming is Backup Atmo, the pink one, and that looks honestly to me like an even more fun POI because it's on the edge of the map somewhere. And there's just a big, you've ruined this for me. You realize I'm going to be calling them bad dragons from now on.
We landed at Bad Dragon Boys.
Oh no. The Bad Dragon Bandits. That's the clan name. We're going to change it.
I'm coining that term now.
Oh my dude. Actually, Killer, we are going to hype the shit out of you. If you name your team that for the tournament, I'm going to just say that right now. The Bad Dragon Boys.
The baddest dragons.
Oh my. Yeah, cue all the teams being named dragon names. But anyway, yeah, this looks like the better POI of the two, personally. The other one is just a little spread out. It's just going to be like 30-30 fights where you like poke one too many times and die, or peek one too many times and die. Like, I don't know, man. I'm an Octane main. What do you want from me? I just like aping people.
Right, right.
I got too much PTSD from ranked, man. I shouldn't say PTSD, whatever, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Well, like, PTSD is one of those things I feel like kind of bad for people. You know, you get like shot up a bunch or something, you know?
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, like, too many bad memories from ranked matches, camping somewhere and just plinking at each other for like 15 minutes. I'm over it. Then we got Perpetual Core, which is a sick, big building. This looks like where... This looks like actually one of the arenas maps. One of the newest arenas maps.
It probably will be an arenas map.
If it is already, but I swear this looks like one of the current arenas maps. One of the newest current arenas maps. But anyway, it's sick. It's like a big like reactor or something. Big like open nuclear reactor, I guess that makes sense. But yeah, it looks super sick. And there's like big pipes and stuff coming in and out of it, and rails, and yeah, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it says this is a huge area. It says this huge area supports big fights and multiple landings. Core itself is the main seat of power here, but it can also be easily attacked. The uplift from the turbine below and the surrounding zip rails can offer unique escape strategies. And yeah, there's definitely some escapes there.
That's sick. Imagine if they had like a turbine that like made a geyser blast of air so you could just shoot out the middle of the top. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
And there's probably some...
like a redeploy type thing?
Yeah, exactly. Because, okay, so real G's, remember, the mineral harvester, I think, from World's Edge. Un secundo. Harvester in World's Edge. OGs remember when Harvester had a giant deadly laser coming out the middle?
Oh, yeah.
And you could team kill by flying through there. No cap. I landed on the top of Harvester one time to get my two teammates' boxes that were like in out of bounds places. And I managed to be fast enough on my feet to do that. And it was like a miracle. The two randoms like stayed. They were just like, holy shit, man, did you actually pull that off? Like, I was trying to kill us, but like, I'll stay for you, bro. We're cool.
Right.
But yeah, so if instead of that giant laser, it could be like a big turbine fan, that'd be sick. And also there's big gray pipes coming in and out of it on either side. Those could be crazy Valk or Pathfinder spots. I don't know. Oh, actually Vantage these days too, huh?
Yeah. Vantage would be good up
there. Yeah. Bro, that little bat, you know, I'm okay with them making flying if it's as much of a pain in the ass as it is to tug that little bat bastard around with you. You constantly have to be whistling at it, be like, get back here, yes. Stop slacking on the job.
Unless you get used to it, it's pretty quick.
Oh yeah, but it's
I'm damn fast with it now.
I always forget. Like I'll be good at the beginning of the match, and then like halfway through I'll just start forgetting. And then I'll die.
You can't play Vantage like stoned. Like it's not a good character to play. Like
I'll tell you what, greeted, you know, with my amount of focus, like it don't matter for me either way. I like how you just assume. I mean, you're totally right, but like I like how you just assume that.
Right. I'll shut the fuck up.
Nah. All right. So then we got Binomics, which kind of giving out like estates vibes. No, not estates. I would say. Yeah.
That name is terrible. It sounds like some kind of like weird new age like economics idealism or something like that. Bionomics, like
Bionomics. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Gardens, I would say. You know, Gardens on Olympus, kind of like Gardens.
Yeah.
The arenas map, or at least, you know, from the picture we have a big old sakura tree or something, but it's like the size of a redwood tree, you know, a cherry blossom.
Yeah, it just looks like a giant bonsai to me.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's what a fucking...
No, not necessarily, because most of the time those are just normal trees, but like it's got the pink leaves, which is sick.
Yeah. So they say this is a tightly packed set of circular structures with playable rooftops, which is nice. There are plenty of opportunities for vertical flanking along with sneaky healing spots in Bionomics. Originally a research facility built to study strange fauna, some experimental regrowth still populates the abandoned area. I wonder if there'll be any like hostile plant life there. That'd be kind of
cool. There better be.
Get some poison ivy type shit going on. Yeah. Let's see what else we got. We got the.
Dude, there's
the
imagine there's just ants on the map running around.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah. You were super hyped by the stuff on the Divide, though, the two bridges.
And the zip. Oh, yeah, the choke points. Like the choke points right there and that zip right there. Like, ooh, that is some ballsy play right there. If you get stuck on one side or the other of that, you're going to be fighting for your life. I hope they, I hope the circle placements really are really good and take advantage of this kind of thing. Cause I would love it to like isolate in this area at some point, you know, and like have the circle around both sides of it, but relatively small, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That way you could have that like struggle fight between the two.
Right. Yeah. And then whoever gets the final ring at the end, there better be a final ring. Cause like, look at that waterfall, dude. So many people are going to be mad salty in the fall of their death. I love it. I can feel the salt already.
Man, yeah. Let's see. It says it's a cluster spot of vertical houses filled with loot, separated by bridges and connected by zip rails. It was one of the first towns on Cleo, but was split due to continued instability on the moon. This is a fast-paced, high-energy location where skills on zip rails can lead to quick victory. Oh, so this is just like for this is the place for the clips.
Oh yeah, Clip City, dude. Someone's gonna fall off the map and then grab back in, and then like aerial Kraber someone in the dome, and it's gonna be viral. For sure.
So that's all right. That's we're redeeming the Divide. It's called Clip City now.
Yeah, Clip City, Clip City, Clip City, bitch.
All right, we got Clip City. We got Bad Dragon.
One and two. Bad Dragon. One and two.
Yeah. And then, Poison Ivy.
And then Terraformer, which is really, really big, really bad dragon.
Oh yeah, bad dragon. We got bad dragon and worse dragon.
Alpha Base, which okay, so it reminds me a lot of Storm Point, the desert part of Storm Point up by the Lightning Tower.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, with a little bit of Kings Canyon vibes, but yeah, mostly reminds me of, and maybe that's just the more recent art style, right? Storm Point in the desert part, but this is a big POI to Alpha Base. The site of the first moon landing, Alpha Base's densely packed lunar buildings rest inside a giant moon crater. Exterior walls keep the fights contained, and the tight interior spaces require a big commitment. That looks sick.
So tight.
Yeah, and there's a sky rail that's going, So it looks like on one side, there's some big, tall, like two or three story tall buildings that are green.
Yeah.
There's pretty long. And then there's like a tower of rocks in the middle. And the big green buildings kind of make a circle or a semicircle. And then there is a zip line, a couple of zip lines going across and through the rocky towers. But it's really not very passable terrain. And then on the other side of this crater, there's like a big series of little cylindrical buildings kind of that'd be a fun POI to fight in, actually, all those small buildings, kind of like a mini Skull Town. And it looks like around both sides of the outside of this, the edge of this crater, there's sky rails, and then there's a couple zip lines kind of meandering through the middle, but they're not like one consecutive zip line. And the one side of the crater, there's a big crack down to infinity or whatever, like down to doom. So obviously no fall zone, but there's like a little island in the middle with a grav projector thing that like boops you back up if you fall right there.
Right, right.
So that looks fun.
I mean, honestly, it reminds me a little bit of Overwatch's Lunar Moon Base.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not much, but a little bit. Like,
I mean, there's only so many different ways you can do a moon base in a crater, right?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really remind me of it, like, design-wise, but it reminds me a little bit of it, like, the concept and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Totally understand.
And I really wish that they would have, like, experimented with, like, you know, lowering gravity and stuff.
Just a little bit. Yeah, dude. That would have been cool. Yeah.
That'd be a cool, like, event.
Yeah, that'd be a good LTM. Some. Yeah, moon gravity.
Yeah. You're welcome, Respawn.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is definitely moon base.
Yeah.
We're calling this now.
That checks out. Alpha base. Definitely moon base. Yeah agreed. We got the Eternal Gardens, which look kind of sick. There's topiaries? A vast open space that serves as a memorial of the tragic event on Boreas. Eternal Gardens is home to a long-range field of flowers and trenches. I like that. Flowers and trenches.
Right.
Don't mind the bunkers. They're underneath the topiary. It has a central tower that contains the only jump tower on the moon. Meant as a means of celebration, it is also a crafty way to reposition for a fight or rotate to another zone. So that's cool. Because there's this big, like, it looks like a mini Space Needle. And apparently it's a redeploy tower, which is sick.
Yeah, and it's like shielded too, so you're guarded while you're going up it.
Yeah, but it's clear on a lot of sides, so they'll see you in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll hear you too once you're flying. And there's just like a bunch of like pretty flowers and trees. It kind of looks like the bottom to grow towers on Olympus, but with like way more pretty plants and flowers. And yeah, there's a lot of height differences and a lot of small cover. So that could be really fun to fight. You could do like a rolling fight on there, you know, where like you fight and while you advance, they retreat and, you know,
This is going to be sniper hell. There's such a big wide open area.
Yeah, so
you could tell this is definitely made for sniper battles.
Oh yeah, and I think like some of the I feel like they really had fun on this one. Like they really like got to let the map people like I don't know. I'm really impressed so far.
Yeah, the design team was like, let's make something pretty.
Yeah, Respawn was like, "Hey yo, like to hide about it. This one's got to go crazy." And the whole design team was like, "Oh boy."
Let's see, we got Breaker Wharf, which is a symmetrical space built for mid-range combat connected by a bridge and zip rail. Parallel structures of Breaker Wharf is packed with multiple layers of verticality and the means to reposition between them, Cusco. I don't know why that voice,
but... It was a hard take. For those of you Zoomers, or whatever they call you people who can drink but you're born after the year 2000, how does that even work? I don't understand. He's referring to the Emperor's New Groove. Educate yourself.
I'm pretty sure our audience, our target audience, probably knows.
Well, that's the thing. Our target audience is a weird place. They're like,
it is.
You had younger siblings. If they didn't have younger siblings, they're a little bit too old for this by like a few years.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. Flanked by additional zip rails, it's also an easy way to rotate to another POI.
I mean,
this place looks cool. This looks like one of those like mids places. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, it'll be like pretty nice. We'll go through it. Yeah, definitely once you're tired of getting just sweated upon, dripped on with the sweaty sweat people at the main popular POIs, you're going to start coming to places like this that still have good loot, but they're less thirsty. It kind of looks if somebody tried to build like a two part mall, but in like the mountains of Colorado.
Yeah.
And they didn't finish building them.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. Yeah. This reminds me of towers on, was it World's Edge? The towers is on.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah, but it looks like a fun spot. There's a lot of structures on this building, and I'm super here for it.
Yeah. We'll call this shopping mall.
The shopping mall, yes, sir. Mall of America?
Yeah.
Oh. Moon Mall. Mall of America,
mall.
Yeah.
Moon Mall. That's pretty good. Let's see. We got Production Yard. This is a freaking huge location, looks like. Production Yard's another large location on the map with a bullseye landing pad and two adjacent landings on the extent of this T-shaped structure. There's a lot of loot nestled within the corridors here with a central honeypot to fight over. This place is big. This is like market meets airbase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way to describe it, actually.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I love this. It looks so cool. Respawn right now. You see that bin at the very end of what looks like, you know, like a diving board? That little bin? Make that the middle of the final ring for at least one circle. Yeah. Please, just be evil like that. That's going to be such good fights.
Just be that guy.
Yeah, because there's towers of shipping containers and random blocks you used to build stuff with as a kid that weren't like, they didn't have any bumps like Legos, but you just like piled them together all over there. Like, that looks sick. Like, yeah, that would be so good. You could fit like five teams on there and it'd just be chaos.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hell of a fighting spot.
Yeah. Imagine you get hit by a, what's her face ult, the Maggie ult, and get yeeted off the thing and die.
Oh my god,
instant rage.
That'd be so, I'd be so mad. Let's see, we got the Foundry. This just looks like Caustic's town takeover with extra steps. This large POI features a divided central hub split by two long arms filled with loot and enough loot spots for, or landing spots for, four teams. The integrated zip rails in the Foundry, at the Foundry rather, allow players to quickly travel across the main hub or to reposition for a fight. This is where ferrofluid is refined and used to patch parts of the moon to avoid further deterioration. Alrighty.
And that looks cool. It looks a lot, thematically it looks a lot like Caustic Town Takeover, although the building looks a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty cool.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
So next place on the list here, we got Dry Gulch. Sounds like my ex-wife. Hey.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. I should have bet money. Oh man. I thought you were going to do Like Your Mom. I'm not gonna lie, but that was a second guess. This is huge. This POI is huge.
Like Your Mom.
Is that, what was that, that kind of cringy, but some people are super into it, self-success movie that came out like 5 or 10 years ago, The Secret?
Oh,
you know, yeah. you create the future you want to happen. I just did that. I don't need no secret. Anyway, moving on. So
self-fulfilling prophecy.
This is a big, yeah, literally. This is a big old POI. It's, you know what it reminds me of? Okay, hear me out. Remember Fragment West, I think? The side that used to be on the train yard?
Yeah.
Or that side of things. About. Yeah, this looks like one of the old buildings that was on there. One of the streamer buildings that really got deleted. Yeah, the center of it, at least.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, actually. Yeah. I don't know if that was it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that looks a lot like that. It was one of the streamer buildings that got deleted, and then there were less and less. And yeah, so, but yeah, that looks like that. It's pretty sick. There's like cranes and zip lines and sky rails and shipping containers and trucks. Dude, I'm telling you, one day they're going to let us drive the trucks. I'm telling you, dude.
They better. Well, they let us drive the... whatever the fuck they're called, the vehicles that are kind of like
The Tridents. Yeah,
the Tridents.
I like Tridents. I hope there's Tridents. And we were talking about this earlier. I do really be hoping that there's a lot of critters on here, because far we got the Prowlers, right? Got the Spiders,
the Prowlers and the Spiders,
and we've got the Good Dragons, not to be confused with the Bad Dragons that are POIs. The Good Dragons. And I, you know, I wouldn't even know what those were, except for, thank you, Reddit. You've definitely, enriched my life in ways I could never have imagined. ain't that a story of Reddit, bro?
Geez.
/S, in case you couldn't tell, for the, enriched part. Although a lot of cool stuff I've seen there, but, I think we're going to like this place.
Yeah, it'll be a good, really good streaming spot.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of crazy fights, because it looks like a lot of this is three stories.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like your mom. Cultivation. This place looks pretty cool. Got the point of view that we're looking at, like, looks like it comes through a cave choke point.
Looks like you're a stalker. You're in a cave staring out in this this town that's like a few hundred feet away.
You're like the old hermit lives in the cave, just watching a town.
Those damn kids.
Looking into those little houses, masturbating, you know.
Oh,
all
God.
All that.
or you know, just like being like, those damn. But yeah, anyway, they look like geodomes, but I think the middle is hollow. I could be wrong. Like two stories. Oh, you know what? I think they might be buildings like the very popular windmills on Stormpoint. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think they might be like that, but there's three of them and then some smaller outbuildings.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just another green area surrounded by cliffs.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool. It almost looks like there's a swimming pool or something on top of them. I can't really tell for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I admittedly didn't make this picture super huge for notes.
Yeah. It's definitely an indent. I don't know what the deal with it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some waterways you can sneak around and stuff. Looks like a pretty good place for some like close quarter combat and flanking, things like that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. Let's see. And then we got the promenades, however you want to say it. The promenades is a place where most moon dwellers reside and get their supplies. This huge, vertically visible landmark is focused hallway fight with zip rails to route. Flank routes pocket the interior space, while the exterior is the main central funnel between north and south of the map. Ooh. Are you telling me this whole fucking tall thing is just like zip lines, zip rails?
A lot of Pathfinder means just coomed.
Oh no. This we talked about this, like the zip line arena.
Oh yeah. Oh dude. Respawn, waiting on that check. Waiting on that check.
Yeah, where that check at, boy?
That's
definitely
kind of cool.
Talked about something like this. That is dope.
I thought it was a dam. What it is at first. I thought it was a dam. Like. But apparently, it's just like a giant wall of apartments that kind of look like a dam wall or like that dam wall.
A goddamn.
There's two main through. Okay, so it's a big. Long, tall, gotta be like, 5-6 stories. They can't let us access all of those stories at once. Like, I bet you surely there's not. Like one floor and then like some dead space and then a floor and then some dead space. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's gonna be like 6 or 8 stories tall otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you could barely fly
make the
over
roofs kind of highish.
Yeah, it looks real tall. And I mean, I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. It'd be sick, but it looks like a huge POI. There's two thoroughfares that are perpendicular to this big wall thing that you can go through. So it's not just one. And they almost make it look like you can kind of clamber up this mountain near the middle and kind of hop over the top. I could be wrong, but that sure would be sick.
Oh, yeah.
But geez, sure. The first thing I do on there is try to climb up there as an octane, get my jump pad, fly over the wall.
Absolutely. Man, Mobility Legends are going to eat this map alive. They're already good, but they're really going to be good in this map, I think.
Yes, but I this is something that I was reading a long Reddit thread. It's a risky business doing that, you know, because you don't know if you're just going to be salty as hell afterwards or, like, interested.
Right.
But, you know, do at your own risk. But I was reading a Reddit thread, and they were talking about how they mentioned how OG King's Canyon Pathfinder was God or King. We were talking about that earlier, too. And all the verticality they've added to like King's Canyon, for example, you know, all of the big walls have at least one or two zip lines going up and stairs and stuff. And that might take away some of the movement legend magic, but at the same time, it makes literally all of the other like 19 or 20 legends that aren't movement legends. You know, it makes their lives so much better.
I mean, it makes the game more fun for people who aren't playing movement legends.
Yeah. Because nothing's worse than just getting dropped by your friend who's sweat and they like only slide jump and like all of the, you know, they're doing all the weird little like nitpicky things like, you know, you're sliding off of ledges and stuff to get that little extra speed and all that stuff. You know, it's already hard enough keeping up with your really talented friends this game. So, you know, having to like compete with a freaking zip line and, you know, like at least a jump pad or a portal you can all take or an ash portal too, but I think this is gonna be crazy. I think it's gonna be so sick. This whole map looks beautiful. I'm a little concerned that it's massive, but I think
it is dummy thick.
Yeah, but maybe it's not as gigantic as it looks, because King's Canyon's massive now, and it's still a blast.
Yeah. I mean, Respawn's pretty good at balancing things, so I'm confident it'll be fun and everything.
Yeah, but my point is,
I think the zip rails are going to be awesome, because like movement's the best part of Apex. Yeah. Like, and if you disagree, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And it's fun to move in this game, and I think this map will help like push it towards making it more fun for everybody.
I don't think it's going to be like toxic movement like Pathfinder used to be in like the first season, you know, season zero, season one, because
Everybody can move. Everybody can use it.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to still have a slight advantage, but let's be real. The crazy plays with Horizon, Valk, Pathfinder, even I would say Ash and Vantage now. Yeah, true. Vantage. It's going to be sick, you know, just the weird angles and like the crazy rotations be so good. I'm hoping that this map, you remember by slums on King's Canyon?
Yeah.
There was that big plateau. And if you got up there for last rang, you win.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There's two of them even. But like, I hope they have some clever stuff like that. Like, we've been smited with out of bounds places, and I think that's reasonable given the crazy movement we now have access to, but at the same time, like, they got to leave some Easter eggs in there for us, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this place is gonna be chock full of those. It's gonna be wild.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a fun map. All right, so what do we got going on here with the new Prime Fuse gaming Fuse's Prime gaming bundle?
All right, so the Prime Gaming Bundle, it's Fuse. It's an interesting look. I personally enjoy it quite a bit. It kind of looks like a Fuse in Lederhosen, you know, the traditional, I think it's German or Germanic, like Oktoberfest wear, you know, with like the long socks and the shorts and the weird man garter thing and that kind of stuff. But the shirt is a palaka. And if you don't know what that is, that's like it's almost like a plaid pattern, but it's a color and white. In like a checker, not quite a checker pattern, like a woven checker pattern almost. If you look it up, you'll see what I mean. But it's red and white. And it's pretty interesting looking. It comes with a Palaka banner and a super mids, what looks like a rare wingman skin, in my opinion. Not even mids, just kind of sucks. They just put a random pattern. They should have just put the Palaka pattern that they have on everything else in this drop on it.
But Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's all right. It's free. I mean,
that's true. I mean, it's like $12 a month if you look at it, depending on how you look at it. But
I mean, I'm gonna have Prime regardless. I don't give a shit.
That's true. Yeah, I forget to claim this thing half the time. Well, not usually Apex, but other stuff. So we already talked about. I mean, I don't really want to talk too much about Catalyst, honestly, just because we only have the names of the abilities now.
Right.
But if you're interested in a little bit more backstory, that's written out on, and it's not really anything new. It's just a little bit more detail on some of the stuff that we heard. If you go to the Apex Legends page, now they have like modes, maps, season, da da da. They have a page for the legends and they released her on there. But, the tactical is piercing spikes. If you watch the gameplay trailer, it looks like, so, piercing spikes is a bit of a, from my understanding of the ability, it sounds a bit misleading, because it seems like half the time you just shoot it on the floor and it's just like a big black pile of goo. And if you run on it, it's sticky. I know, it's like Antichrist, you know, they're tarring the road. Know what I mean? Peter North shit. And then passive ability is barricade. And my friend was telling me, oh, it just means that doors are stronger when they're near them. And I was like, that sounds dumb. But then I saw in the gameplay trailer where it looks like she shoots her goo at the door. I knew you'd love that. This is the best opportunity we have to use that, honestly. Like, straight up, that's honestly what it is. It's like some Spider-Man shit, but just like more volume. anyway, moving on.
It's a real bad dragon you got there.
Oh my god. But yeah, shooting the goo at the door, and the door like got really hard to break. So that could be fun. Also some toxic team kills. My friends will be so mad, it'll be hilarious.
Right.
Probably do it by accident or have it done to me and then die. But anyway,
I assume that's talking about a passive ability. You can probably shoot your tactical or something at the at doors, and it'll make them like hard to break.
Exactly. Yeah. And the door has like a weird, like, you know, it's got a big black stuff on it, like a big black goo. And then if you shoot on the ground, I know it sticks, and I think you can hit players with it, much like how you hit somebody with like a revenant meatball, I call him, but you know the revenant, like the cancel blaster cancels your abilities. Watch out, the mods are coming.
It's the Facebook poster.
Yeah, the Facebook. Yeah. Oh my. Karen and her cancel blaster. Sorry. Anyway, and then Dark Veil, I'm saying right now, I've been saying it, it looks like a Valorant ability in a good way. I think it's sick. I like what they're bringing to the game, but, you know, we've got to recognize, you know, when people, you know, taking stuff from other games, you know, props to the Valorant gang. Because we all know that it's just CSGO, but with abilities.
Right, right.
CSGO plays Overwatch and then invents CSGO. You know what I'm saying?
honestly, yeah. This,
yeah,
this
pretty CSGO much.
Meets Overwatch.
It's cool. The wall is massive. It shoots up this big, like, wall made of the black goo. And it's cool because it doesn't, like, it's not crazy OP. It doesn't just, like, boom, like, hard light projector. There's a big wall there. It, like, shoots up from one side to the other. Like a wave. You remember, like, you used to put on the equalizer and, like...
Yeah, yeah.
On some music program, like it comes up like a wave like that, and it stays up, and you can't scan through it. And it even seems like it interrupts, at least on the opposite side of it, the seer ult, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And then you can't see through it, so that's
cool.
It
looks all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It does look all right. It's real passive as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's another. It's a legend.
We so need stuff to. I do like that it's anti scanning legend, but yeah, we'll see.
I feel like that's like almost too little, too late though. Like they should have done that with the Gibby's Dome long ago. But then again, Gibby's already kind of he was powerful.
Gibby's strong. Yeah, that would be a little scary. But I understand what you're saying because people have been asking for that since like remember the Bloodhound King days where like Bloodhound was insane.
Yeah, and scanning isn't suit well. Yeah, I guess
the blood. Oh, I mean, Bloodhound used to be pretty crazy. Also, you used to get mad RP playing Bloodhound. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
ranked gains, my man.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, yeah. We've already got like a door blocker with Caustic. This is just like a kind of a better like version. Well, I wouldn't even say better because at least Caustic can damage you.
It is a little different. I'm pleasantly surprised with the ultimate. I had no idea how they were going to come up with like a really original ultimate, honestly, at this point. Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about our question of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, this past week's question of the week, which map do you want out of the rotation for next split?
I'm going to give you one guess for the most, popular. Do I say popular or unpopular?
I guess. Yeah. Yes, both.
What's your guess, though?
I don't know. I don't care.
Storm Point.
I just Storm Point. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I should have known.
Yeah.
I should have known.
Yeah. I don't know if you wanna take some of these.
I'm actually trying to get to the.
I got you. So, Toys says easiest one. Storm Point, bye-bye. I got this answer. Like, yeah, no more Storm Point. Spry Fox says, the new moon map. I mean, have you seen the state of that moon? Imagine you're playing and then boom, get crushed by a piece of the moon. Third party? More like third part of the moon.
Oh my God, Fox.
I love really. You, Spry Fox. You're the best.
We also got Django who just says, new question of the week, eh? I had the same answer as most, so have this instead. And it's a Master Chief throwing away a bunch of trash cans.
Yeah, he's flipping over some of his trash cans in their driveway. Django, okay. Can I have some of that? we got Hurdle 3K himself, Io is Storm Point. Is that Cat Williams?
Yeah, that's Cat Williams.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, because you ain't shit.
Yeah, and the Hulk says, I would like to be able to play all the maps in pubs. I always thought removing a map was a terrible idea. And, you know, I kind of agree. But at the same time, like, We already had this conversation. I'm not gonna have
this conversation again. We've beaten this to death. And I did make one point though. I did make a point. I do believe that absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm not really that anti any map, you know. I'll tell you what, after every rank split, every single one, I'm always like, man, fuck this map. I hate it. It's horrible. And then, you know, and after the next split, whatever map that was, I hate it. So, you know, it's just like, it's good to get a break.
Yeah.
Although I almost think rank should have a different, maybe, sorry, no, we don't need to get into this because everybody has a strong opinion. But like, I feel like it wouldn't be the worst thing if ranked had a just a separate rotation from the pubs maps.
Right.
Just to, you know, keep it fresh, right? You can access all of the maps at one point at the same time. You just, it's different playlists.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now that we have five maps, we're gonna have five maps, bro. How crazy is that?
I know, right?
Remember when we had one?
I was talking to you earlier. I didn't realize I've been doing this podcast for 3.5 years now.
Yeah, dude. Wow. And then I'm either hitting or coming up on. Yeah, okay. I'm over a year. Yeah, you're right. So that's crazy. Coming up on 100 episodes.
Kind of ridiculous.
I might have. Yeah. No, not quite. But coming up on 100 episodes.
Yeah, we're not too far off of 200 now.
Jeez. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so in any case, this week's question of the week, which legend is going to hit different on the new map? Like, what's going to be the best legend? And don't just spam Pathfinder, all right? Be creative.
All right. I could see a lot of legends doing well. I think Caustic will do well.
Oh, yeah.
I think Gibby will make a comeback.
Oh, big time. Yeah, because Gibby or Newcastle will help you get in between the POIs. You know, say you're in between and you get rushed.
Yeah.
You just drop back to the nearest building, you know, over the next, like, you know, close your eyes and throw a rock. And, like, you're probably going to hit a building somewhere. You go to that one and then you just be like, yeah, come in. I'm ready to welcome
Gibby, ladder though, for you. Yeah, I'm thinking Gibby because, like, there's the several choke points, especially the one on Divide.
I saw a game. I prefer Gibby over Newcastle. Don't get me wrong, but I saw there was this crazy, spicy Newcastle that pushed me and my buddy the other day. It was duos, and he threw down the shield, and he just kept, like, having it advance on us. He was, like, hitting cells, and then he would, like, poke out, and it was great. I had a hard time breaking that thing. Killed him, though, but, yeah. So... Oh boy.
So don't forget to submit your juicy clips in the DS Clips of the Week channel on Discord and check out our Clips of the Week on Instagram at instagram.com/droppingspicy. And while you're there in the Discord, don't forget to answer our question of the week. Once again, that is which legend is going to hit different on the new map. All right, guys. Thank you to our latest stream follower, Slassix, and our latest sub, AdamBomb151, with the God knows how long resub he said. So
had him to go on, no, 69 I know, right? months or something.
So long.
It'd be like 40 something, actually, right? Based on your math.
I have no idea.
Who knows? Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you to our patrons, as always, at Bomb, Bullseye, Benson, Crazy 1813, Sav, Samurai 29, Whiskey Sticks, Raw Death 21, and Jerrica Tempest. And we'd like to thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow Dropping Spicy on Twitter at Dropping Spicy. And where can we find you on social media, Matt?
You find your boy on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. And I think that's it as 3XOMATT. You can find me on Discord and most game launchers as EXOMATT.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Steam, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else at NerfKinder, please. That's NERFKINDERPLS. Once again, you can follow us at Dropping Spicy on Twitter. You can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. Be sure to catch our live stream of Game Night every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/MashThoseButtons. You can join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord, where you can send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, compete in community tournaments, including our upcoming tournament. Submit your clips of the week to be featured on social channels or find like-minded people to play with at almost any time of the day and across the world. Please share the show with others and rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But if you want the direct link, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows available on the network, you can go to mashthosebuttons.com. That's the fastest way to get a hold of our content. You can visit mtb.gg/support to see all the ways you can support Mash Those Buttons, including our merch store at merch.mash.gg. That is www.merch.mash.gg. We have our merch available. It is awesome. That jacket is dummy warm, dude. Holy crap, I love it. You can also follow our Humble Bundle affiliate link there, our PayPal one-time donation button, and everything else at mtb.gg/support. If you'd like to take your support even further, you can do that by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/smashthosebuttons. You can support this show by joining the Dropping Spicy membership tier at $1.25 per episode or $5 per month. There's also a general support tier available at just $2 per month. And that's going to be it from us here at Dropping Spicy. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows on our network. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.